Hey, so it's Serena here. I am currently outside and I'm at my favorite park. It's called Danahy Park. It's in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It's by far my favorite park. I am very biased, so I'm going to say it is the best park in the world because I have never seen a park like this before. Not as peaceful as anywhere else that I've been to, but it's just a very nice park. And it has so many things going on. Like right now, it's currently like about 7:30, almost 8 o'clock. And there's like a playground. I'm at the top of a hill and I'm sitting at this like metal bench per se. I don't know. It's very abstract. It's a very abstract bench. So I'm currently on a hill and, my books fell. I'm currently on a hill, and I have my notebook, I have my composition notebook in my hand. I have a book of Alice Walker, and I'm just here just kind of reflecting just this nature around me and try to get some writing done as I can. But before I kind of continue doing that, I want to just dabble a few things and talk to you guys about, just everything that's been going on this year. So first off, I definitely want to thank each and every one of you who have been supporting me this whole year. Like, I don't think, it's just been really, really fun to write for people. It's been very fun to share my experiences and lessons and struggles and shortcomings and successes and victories. It's been very, very fun. And I'm not always perfect. I'm not always on time. I don't know if this post right now is on time where I want it to be. But I try, and I try to learn every step of the way. And I'm not even finished. Like, it's only been a year. Like, I'm trying to keep this going, you know. So that's one thing. Another thing is I'm just very blessed to be able to write as frequently as I have been. As you know, when I graduated from college, I'm about to say high school. When I graduated from college, I just had literally maybe like a year or 6 months. Maybe 6 months to a year. Between that time, I did do a spoken word piece. This is like train that's like going past right now. I don't know if you guys hear it, but about 6 months, I just didn't write at all. And then within those 6 months to a year, I did do a spoken word piece at my alma mater in their event, their Black Student Union event. But that was like the only time I really wrote, was like during that event. If someone invited me to do a poem or something like that, I would force myself to write it. It wouldn't be something where it's like, oh, I'm excited to write it. It was like a force, like, remember your gift. Like, that's what it reminded me. But it was hard because I was going through depression. I was going through the fact that I was unemployed and I had to kind of force myself to do temp work, and I didn't like that. And it was just a hard, hard 2 years before I really found a permanent position. So last year, like, was my first time during when I first officially started the blog, I was at a temp position. And I think that same position ended like maybe 3 months after I started the blog, which was harder because I then had to try to write on top of me finding jobs, trying to get recommendations, trying to get all this type of stuff. It's been a hard journey, you know? So I just want to just say thank you. Thank you so much for being with me and supporting me and hearing everything that's been going on with my life and everything that I am willing to share. I'm just happy that it's reaching some of you in a way that's helping you. And also, let me know what your favorite posts are. I am dying to know. I know that the Afropunk post is a big hit. And unfortunately, I can't go this year. But I am going to an event coming up. I'm not going to tell you what, because I want that to be a surprise. Or until, like, if you guys follow me on social media, at Serena Goosby, you'll probably know the event when it happens. But I'm excited to write about that, because I definitely want to do a review on it. And, yeah, it's just going to be a very fun, summer. I'm going to do quite a few things, not as much as I did last summer, but a good chunk of things that I'm very excited to share with you guys on. So for another thing, I do want to talk about a writer perspective, because I realized I haven't been talking so much about writing, and I kind of want to just put you in my world in this writing phase when I'm not at work, when I'm not stressing about things, when I'm not, like, you know, food shopping, when I'm not doing anything and I get a chance to be at the park. It's very rare, and this moment is just a great moment. So I'm currently at the park, I'm currently at the hill. I have this book by Alice Walker. She is my favorite author. You may know her book and movie, The Color Purple. The Color Purple is the reason why I am a reader. That is the reason why I'm a reader. I love The Color Purple. The way that it is structured with the letters, I guarantee you the book, you will love it. Because you are reading the letters, like, as they come. Whereas, like, the movie, like, you see everything happening. But it's just amazing to read the letters that Celie and her sister was bringing back and forth. I even forgot her sister's name. See? I can't remember that part when they were, like, yelling their names. They're like, Celie! Like, I'm trying to remember her name. But that is my favorite book. And I love the movie. I did see the movie first, but I didn't know there was a book. When I read the book, I was like, this is amazing. So I read the book in its entirety. I read it the whole day, partially because it was part of a homework project that I had in my junior year of high school. And then part of the reason, because I just couldn't put the book down. I loved the book. And I think it's time for me to read it again, to be honest, because I haven't read it in a long time. But that's what that is. And I have her book of poems, actually. So she's also a poet as well, not just a novelist. She's done a lot of nonfiction as well. She's a highly, like, known advocate for LGBT. She's an advocate for Black rights and human rights and just so many things, political, just all types of things. I would greatly look her up if you would like to, because I'm continuing to learn more about her, because as she is my favorite author, I would love to know more of how my favorite authors got started and things like that. Like, for instance, like, I know that she discovered Joroh Knut Hurston's Unmarked Grave. I don't remember the year, but I remember that that was something that I learned. And I was, like, just shocked and amazed by that, because I would like to know where Phyllis Wheatley's Unmarked Grave is. And that's been a journey in itself, because I hope in time I could be able to find it, or I could have somebody help me. And that's just been literally my little project for this year, is for me to learn more about Phyllis Wheatley and to know more about her life and see if I can try to find this grave so she can be properly honored. Because, you know, it's just important to me. If you don't know who Phyllis Wheatley is, I'd be sure to add a link under this post. It should be on the post to be like, this is what I've talked about, all that type of stuff. So, yeah, I hope you have a chance to read it, because I talk full length about why this author is important to me. Anyway, so I have this book with me. There's just a lot of different poems. And while I'm in the nature, I thought this was a great poem or a great book to bring out. It's called Her Blue Body, Everything We Know. Earthling Poems, 1965 to 1990, complete. Then there's a little poem in the front cover where it says, we have a beautiful mother, her green lap immense, her brown embrace internal. So I love this book. I'm continuing to read it. I'm not even in the middle. I'm still in the beginning pages. I'm on page 102 right now. And there's a total of over about 450 pages. 467, I believe. 63, never mind. 463, so I still have a long way to go. I wish you guys could see the sky right now. It's so pink and beautiful. Yeah, I just love being out here. I love being in the nature and being in just calm, serenity, peace. Like, I feel like I literally live up to my name, because this is where I get my calm, composure from. This is just where I get it from. I don't take it for granted. I don't take advantage of these moments. I love these moments when I have them, because I don't always get them. So while I read this book, I get inspired and I start writing on my composition book. I love composition books because I can't rip the pages out. And if I do rip the pages out, I completely destroy the notebook and then I don't want to touch it anymore. I usually get them at Staples or Walmart. Walmart's very cheap with their composition books. So sometimes I get them at Walmart, if I can get to Walmart, because it's pretty far from where I live. And yeah, I love getting the college ruled. I don't like wide ruled. I'm very particular about notebooks and about my writing. So, you know, when I found out that there was a college ruled and I had more room to write, sis, bro, it's amazing. So I did write a few poems last week that I don't mind sharing with you guys. It's not complete poems. It's literally like 4 to 5 lines or 6 lines. But it was just different poems because I was kind of inspired by Alice Walker and just the way that she writes her poems. Because the first part that I read in the book, they're all very small poems. So I just kind of imitated that structure and did that same way. So I can read you a few here, and I'll let you know when it begins or stops. Here's one. She told me that revolution doesn't stop until the hope dies with her while she's living. That's the end of that one. There's another one. He calls me queen, but with no crown. Then he reminds me of my knots. Another one. Poetry is the type of love I wish I knew human form. Another one. If only it could talk back and tell me that this love is just as real in person. So those two poems actually are connected, but I think I made them separate because I wrote them separately. Like, I didn't think about that line until I started a new poem. Yeah, there's just like, there's so many creative things in my head that I try to pin together. in my writing process, and being outside gives me that opportunity to pin them together or give me opportunity to really talk out what I'm writing. I can do that in my room. My room is also a very quiet place where I do pretty much all of my blog posts. I can't really do any blog posts anywhere else unless I have to. But my room is like the number one place that I write. The place that I try to create and try to brainstorm as much as I can. I love being outside. So if you are a writer, if you are a poet, I highly recommend that you find your place. You find your little writing retreat, because it is so important to have that. It's just so important to have that as a writer, because you need a place that you can write and a place that you can be and come, like, just complete peace and just, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just quietness, you know? It may not be quiet all around me. Like, I'm hearing people play games and play baseball and everything down the hill. But I'm surrounded in quietness, in a way, if that makes sense. So, yeah, I just wanted to kind of talk to you guys a little bit. I want to thank you so much again for all of the love and support that you've shown me with my blog. And I pray that I give you more and more great content in this second year. And the Arena Collective is my baby. I love it. And I hope you love it too. And I hope you enjoy the post. And again, please let me know if you have any feedback, if you have any questions. I'm technically an open book. Basically, I am technically, limitly, I am an open book, but I am somewhat of a person that does not mind sharing anything that's going to help, and serve a purpose. So, yeah, I just want to thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. Take care.